Mishnah Yomi, we are learning Maseches Brachos, and today we're going to begin the fourth perek. Tefillas HaShachar Ad Chatzos. We're now making a transition from the first three prakim we were learning about Kriya Shema, and now we're going to be learning about Shmona Esrei. And so the Mishnah rules that when it comes to davening Shmona Esrei, davening Shacharis, the one has the ability to daven all the way until Chatzos, until midday. Rabbi Yehuda Omer ad arba shos. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you only have the first 4 hours of the day. Of course, we're talking about shos manios. We take the day from sunrise until sunset, and you find the 12 equal hours in the day. So up to 4 hours of the day, one can say the Shmon Esrei. The Gemara explains that this is all, the machlokas is patterned after the machlokas regarding the korban shel shachar, the tamid shel shachar, the daily morning sacrifice. So there's also machlokas until what time in the day in the Beis Hamikdash were they able to bring that korban. So here as well, this the tefillah of shachar is patterned after that korban. So you have the similar machlokas. We have the paskin lahalacha, and it's in the Shulchan Aruch that it's ad arba sha'os. The Gemara has a discussion when we say until the fourth hour. Is that ad v'ad b'chlal? Is that ad v'lo ad b'chlal? Is that up to and including the fourth hour? Or is that, again, including the fourth hour, not including the fourth hour? We paskin that it's including the fourth hour. And again, in the Shulchan Aruch, that's how we rule. If someone would happen to miss and get up late and didn't daven shachris, didn't say Shmona Esrei, by the end of the fourth hour, so they should can still daven nonetheless until chatzos, until midday. They don't get the schar for saying tefillah bezmana, saying davening the right time, but they do get schar for at least for davening. After chatzos, after that point, one is not allowed to, one can no longer daven shacharis. The Mishnah continues. Tefillas ha-mincha, until what time can you daven mincha? Ad ha-erev, until evening. We don't know. The question is evening at nightfall, three stars? Is it sunset? What's the status of Bina Shmashos, of twilight? So we paskin that one should daven by, since it's a matter of uncertainty, one should daven, can daven mincha until sunset. If Yehuda disagrees, Yehuda says, no, it's more limited. One has to finish davening mincha earlier. Ad plag ha-mincha, until half mincha. The Gemara points out that there's two times for mincha. The mincha is also, it's patterned after the korban, the tamid here, the korban shalbein harbayim, the afternoon sacrifice. The earliest time that korban could be brought was what's called, referred to as mincha gedola, 6.5 hours into the day. Practically speaking, it was usually brought sometime around mincha katana, which is 9.5 hours into the day. And so Rabbi Yehuda says that one can daven until half mincha. What does that mean? So as the Gemara asks, is that referring to mincha katana, mincha gedola? So we paskin refers to mincha katana. Half mincha means you take the time of mincha katana, which is 9.5 hours into the day, and then you go all the way to the end of the day, 12 hours into the day. That's a 2.5 hour period. You divide that by half, plag, that's 1.25 hours. And therefore, the time period of Mincha Ketana will be 10 hours and 45 minutes into the day. If the day began at 6 a.m. and ends at 6 p.m., that would be at 4:45 p.m. That would be the last time one could daven Mincha. How do we paskin? So interestingly, usually we paskin, you know, either one opinion or the other. Here we paskin Halacha Bezu, the Avid Kamar Avid. That really both are acceptable. Both the positions are okay. You choose either Yehuda or you choose the Tanakhama. But the poskim all point down, it's recorded in Shulchan Aruch, you can't contradict yourself. You can't have a situation where you're going to daven a mincha after the time of plag ha-mincha and before sunset, and then decide to daven Maariv prior to sunset. It doesn't work that way. Either you follow Rabbi Yehuda completely, and you daven mincha prior to plag ha-mincha, then after plag ha-mincha, you can daven Maariv, or you follow the Rabbanan that you can daven mincha all the way up until Shkia, until sunset, and then daven Maariv after sunset. But you cannot have a situation where you're going to daven mincha after Mincha Ketana, and then Davin Maariv prior to Shkia, prior to sunset. That does not work. That is not acceptable. Tfilas Erev concludes the Mishnah. When's the time for Maariv? Ein Lakava. So there is no set time. In other words, you can daven a Maariv the entire night up until dawn the next morning. One is able to daven Maariv. B'sham Musafim, on the day when we daven a Musaf on a Shabbos or Yontif, the Tanakhama says Kol Hayom, the entire day one can daven Musaf from sunrise until sunset. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Yehuda says no, ad Sheva Shal. So you only have until the first 7 hours of the day to daven Musaf. Again, it's based upon a whole discussion in the Beis Hamikdash when a Korban Musaf was brought until what point was that Korban brought. And we pask and generally one should daven and try to daven Musaf before 7 hours. If one missed that, so really one can then daven the entire day. There's a whole discussion in the Gemara, what happens if you daven Musaf late and you haven't yet daven Mincha. So usually we daven Musaf before Mincha. But what happens now, it's 8 hours into the day, so it's already time for Mincha, but you haven't daven Musaf. So, you know, which one would take precedence? Do we follow Tadr, Shino Tadr, Tadr Kodem? The one that's more common, which is Mincha, should come first or not? So that's a whole conversation in the Gemara. The next Mishnah says, Rabbi Chunya ben Akana haya mispalo b'chnisasol l'beis ha-medrash u'b'tziyasol tefila k'tzara. That in addition to davening Shmona Esrei every day, morning, afternoon, and night, Rabbi Chunya ben Akana would also daven a special tefila to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to God, both when he would enter the Beis Medrash before he would learn each day, as well as when he would exit. Amr lo, so the students said, and they saw that he would be saying some sort of tefila, ma makom l'tefila zu. What exactly is this tefila? It says the Bartanura mativa shel tefila zu. What is the nature of this prayer that you are reciting? What are you saying? So Amr lahem, so he responded, b'chnisasi, when I enter the Beis Medrash, ani mispalo shel ta'ara tekal al yadi. Very powerful that he would daven that no misfortune should come through me in my learning. I shouldn't render any inappropriate or wrong piske halacha. I shouldn't mislead anyone in my learning and my teaching. But I should hopefully everything that I say should be correct. With tziyasi, and when I exit the Beis Medrash, ani nosin hadaya ochalki. I give hakaras hatov. I express gratitude for my portion. Says the Bartanura, modal tova shechelki li shesamchelki miyoshvi beis hamedrash. What a zechus! What a merit I have that I'm amongst fellow Jews that I understand how important it is to learn Torah, and I have the opportunity to study Torah. What a beautiful merit that I have. How fortunate I am to appreciate that I was able to study Torah. The poskim say, some say this is actually a chova to say these tefilos. When one enters and one exits the Beis Medrash, they're beautiful tefilos to recite. We'll do one final Mishnah, the third Mishnah in the parakrim. B'liyo omir b'chol yom mispal adam shmon esrei. Every day a person should daven the entire shmon esrei. This is the time before there was a printing press, and it could be challenging to be able to know the entire Shmon Esrei. But what Rav Gamliel says, one should make every effort, Shachris Mincha and Maariv. Today is as a chova, as an obligation as well, to say the Shmon Esrei. Bishua Omer Mein Shmon Esrei. No, one is only required to say a shortened version of the Shmon Esrei. There's a discussion. The Gemara is just talking about that each of the middle brachos, that you'll just say a shorter version of each of those brachos, or it's referring to the tefillah of Havinenu, which is just one long bracha, middle bracha that ends with Bracha Ata Hashem Shomea Tefillah, and it's made up of ideas that are contained in the middle brachos. So that's a machlokas in the Gemara as to what exactly Rabbi Shua is referring to. It happens to be if a person does in fact need to say that that Havinenu Tefillah, so you're not supposed to say it in the winter months, because then you won't be able to say the Saint Talamatul Livracha, Asim Atzoi Shabbos, you won't be able to say Atachan Antano. But the Shulchan Aruch does in fact bring this down. If someone is really stuck, they really are short for time, don't have access to a sitter, There is the idea that one can say this tefillah, but again, mostly it's usually not done nowadays. Usually we have a sitter, and hopefully we're able to find the time to say the full Shemoneh Esrei. Rabbi Kiva, the mission concludes, Rabbi Kiva Omer, Shigurot, Tfilosul Befiv, Yispal Shemoneh Esrei, Vimlav Me'ein Shemoneh Esrei. So Rabbi Kiva sort of to balance both of these opinions of Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Shua says it depends whether or not you're comfortable with the Shemoneh Esrei. If you're comfortable saying the entire Shemoneh Esrei, one should certainly say the entire full version. If one's not comfortable, so then you can say the shortened version. Again, thank God we live in a day and an age where we have easy access to a sitter. We have the davening of today on our phones, and therefore almost every circumstance one can, in fact, and one should say the entire and complete Shemoneh Esrei.